Now, we knew an hour ago that the comments made about this World Cup woman topic was going to get a few people riled up. It happened on the fan text. You want to go ahead and reset the story real quick, RJ, of what we both agreed on?
All right. So the story is that the World Cup, so there's usually a sexiest women of the World Cup or sexiest fans of the World Cup. And most of the time, they gravitate towards the women. But sometimes they'll put men up there. But more often than not, and this one in particular was women.
And just a little heads up, if you got the kiddos in the car or the daughter in the car, or maybe you actually do want them to hear it, because I think this is a real conversation to have. And that's why we're going to respond to a couple of the fan texts on here.
Okay, so Getty Images had this. They put out an apology saying, you know, this doesn't meet our standards. So we're going to take this down. And now they took down the sexiest women of the World Cup gallery, which in past years had been one of the biggest clicked items of World Cup time. And I don't want to reset what everything was said, but it was basically like, you know, like, just if you want to look at this, look at it. Well, the Autoflex is a fan text went mostly in your favor here on terms of, and mine too, in terms of, like, you know, just if you want to have it out there, leave it out there. If you don't want to look, don't look. If you want to look, check it out, knock yourself out.
Basically, groups and criticism online pressured this photo gallery to be taken down. And my point was, the people and women dressing like this love that type of attention. You don't sit there and wear barely nothing out in public if you're not trying to sit there and show off or get people to love you. I don't understand why this would be breaking news to anyone texting us. I don't understand why that would be. You want to live in the real world, or do you want to live in the fake PC world? The reason that Barstool Sports is so popular is because the main reason that Barstool Sports is very popular is because they haven't caved to all the groups. They give the you-know-what, the Maradona, the Bill Russell, to all the groups. They haven't conformed. They haven't changed. So, you know, that's something we've always tried to do on this show. We're not the Homer show. Not just going to sit here and give you fake, great local sports opinions because we think you may want to hear about it. You have no idea how many people come up and say, hey, we like it that you tell it like it is, or you give your honest opinions, and you're not just trying to butter up every single local team and kiss the ass of every player in order to appease the audience. Like, there is some respectability in being real, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like a girl wearing a bikini in front of the entire world isn't loving that she's photographed or having people give her a million Instagram likes. So where's the disconnect with what people are getting upset about?
Well, they're saying, you know, you guys lost a morning Tolo. I knew you could be meatheads, but having my daughter in the car, I don't want her listening to some jack, you know what, saying that, you know, she ain't, look at how she's dressed.
Well, I would say, and Troy can chime in here with two daughters, have your daughter dress in the low-cut shirt and the mini skirt, and then get mad at everybody else for no one's saying that anyone should put their hands on somebody or force themselves on somebody. These journalists that are doing these World Cup updates and having these random people come up and kiss them on the cheek, that's illegal. That's a crime. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and touch anybody. All we're talking about is the attention it's going to garner. All we're talking about is, like, Gavin Dawson, Troy Hughes, they're not foolish enough to think that, you know, their daughters, when they grow up to whatever age, can dress all provocatively and then not expect or want the attention that's going to come along with it? Am I crazy here, Troy? Am I wrong?
No, you're not crazy at
all. Come on, man.
My daughters
have kids, and I know this.
Yeah, my daughters are still way too young. They're 8 and 4, even though my 8-year-old constantly thinks that she's ready to go shop at Electric Boutique. But in any case, yeah, I mean, you're taking it to the extreme when you're going with a topic like this. And by you, I'm talking about the Tolos that are upset about this, which you have your right to. I mean, everyone has the right to be upset about anything and everything that's said on the air, off the air. But in this case, no one is saying that these women are dressing provocatively, and because of that, that's why they need to be raped.
Yes.
No one has ever said that. We are literally talking about women that dress this way because they want attention. And guess what? If you're a beautiful woman, or more importantly, if you're self-confident enough to dress like that, Absolutely, you should have that attention bestowed upon you. And that's why what Getty Images did when they took down these images and issued out an apology, you shouldn't issue an apology for that. People want the attention for the way they look physically, whether they deserve it or not. It's fine with me. Yeah. But don't take it to the extreme talking about sexual assault.
Yeah.
Because then at that point, you get me upset as a father of two, and you get me upset as someone that has seen sexually assaulted victims.
Here's one that says,
that upsets me.
This is who these ladies need to worry about, the she wanted it type, look how she's dressed. You guys are completely confusing the term, the insult that she's asking for it with she is wants to feel and look sexy.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. And it's not even remotely in the same ballpark.
Yeah, come
on. The same stress.
Don't be asinine about it. Don't take it overboard. Come on, you know what we're talking about. This happened with Luka Doncic's mother on draft night with me.
I still can't believe you did that.
I took a picture of Luka's mom when he got picked, and I said, let's all welcome Luka's mom to the Metroplex. I didn't say anything out of bounds. I didn't say anything sexual. I didn't say anything graphic. And for the most part, 99% of people were like, oh my gosh, look how attractive and beautiful this woman is. And you get 1% who gets all butthurt and has to overreact. And that's fine. But do you think if I went up to Luka Doncic's mother and said, Mrs. Doncic, I have to tell you, you're drop dead gorgeous. You think she's going to sit there and slap me and feel insulted? Do you think that she's going to be so turned off that she's going to turn to Luka and say, don't you ever go on that show ever again? Why, Mom? That guy said that I was really, really stunning and attractive. How dare he? Do you want to live in the real world, or you want to live in the world that has been turned into the PC world? I'm going to live in the real world. So that's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be until they fire us or me. But come on, the sexiest girls of the World Cup. You go to any girl dressing like this in the stadium and say they put you in a stunning. They think you're a stunning, sexy girl in a photo gallery of soccer fans. And you're telling me that she's going to sue the website? Is she going to throw a hissy fit, or is she going to feel complimented? Come on. Stop. Save all your PC stuff for getting rid of the bathing suit competition with Miss America and all these other groups and all these other protests. Like, let's not go overboard with it, because society's gotten to you too much. All these groups and social media and all the eggheads and all these people have nothing better to do than whine and cry and complain. You've been transformed by them. Don't get mad at me for it. You're just not living in the real world. And that's just to like 7 texts on there. But I wanted to say something about it, because no one is sitting there to suggest if you dress sexy or if you look hot going out that someone should sexually assault you. If you took that from that conversation, you should drink a little bit more coffee. And it's a good thing that we have to run out of here today.
I got about 18 different cups.
Because I think Spittle, he'd probably want to have a conversation, even though he knows what we're saying. But what he would say is, you just got to be careful. You just got to be careful in these times. In these times. In these times. That's like the worst 3 words that has happened in the past 10 years to all of us.
What did you just say?
ITET.
What is that?
In these economic times.
What's the economics have to do with it?
Well, it's just, used to be. We used to say that. We used to say in these economic times.
Who's we?
World. And let me say one more thing.
Yeah, Sean, take it back before I go after RJ.
Let me say one,
quit abbreviating everything.
One more thing. You would be shocked at the women on these subjects who text and say, preach, I'm tired of this myself. It's not women getting upset. It's not females getting butthurt.
Oh, no.
Slater.
Yeah, it's a few guys that get worked up over it. You would be shocked at the females who say, yeah, I tell my daughter the same exact thing. Don't dress like this and then be shocked when someone is staring at you or whistles at you on the street. Not that that's fine. We're just talking about the reaction that it's naturally going to bring.
Well, it is naturally going to bring. And there's a massive difference. And people are saying that they disagree with the fact that there's a difference between looking and wanting to feel and look attractive with the quote unquote asking for it. It's crazy. Like, we are not in the same ballpark here.
Y'all need to look up Instagram models. Just do that. Just do that for 10.
Oh, Sean, the Instagram models just do that for want to be seen. That's different. That's different.
Yeah?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, how's it different? Do you see how some of these women dress?
Look, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Do you remember, who was the original Florida State Seminole fan girl?
It was Jen Sturger. Jen Sturger made a career out of it.
Do you think that the rest of the girls that lined up with Jen Sturger weren't trying to have everyone talk about them every single week? Or do you think that they were just saying, no, this is how we naturally want to feel and look at a football game when it could look like it was baby dolls? I mean, do you want me to tell the truth?
No. They were trying to get somewhere, and they were trying to advance themselves.
And that's fine. So, take advantage of your looks.
And that's what Jen Sturger did. Hey, one of the other girls, she did well for herself. Lana, WWE superstar, she was a cowgirl as well at Florida State. Yes, she was.
You know, I don't think they dressed up like that the first time before they were on TV looking for that. But once they got the attention, I think they continue to do that because they knew it was going to get them on TV and they were going to take advantage of that.
And that's fine.
That's totally
fine.
Jen
Sturger got a media job out of it.
She had a great career out of it.
Yeah. Now, if you want to look down upon that as a fellow female, that's not the way to work yourself up. Oh, you didn't earn it? That's a separate discussion. All we're saying is if you put out a photo gallery that says the most attractive people, the most attractive fans of the World Cup, this is the first year it's been taken down. Like, those girls would feel complimented, probably. It's not anything graphic. It's not anything obscene. It's not anything indecent. Stop letting all the groups and these butthurt, oversensitive people, like, transform the way you've always thought until the last year or two. It's maddening to me. Like, with RJ, even, we'll have certain topics. And I'm the one who's going to be more cautious on the show. And RJ will be like, I don't know if we should say, I don't know if we can go there. They've even gotten a chop. They've infiltrated me.
Look what you've done, world.
Yeah.
The greatest thing about me is that I'm such a meatball meathead. And I have, like, I have no couth whatsoever.
You only live in Roanoke because you couldn't find a cave.
You've been infiltrated.
Right. I've been infiltrated. I had a tweet I was going to send out about Luka Doncic's mom, and I didn't.
That's what it was.
Because I didn't want to get in trouble because somebody was going to say, oh, well, you can't talk about someone's looks because that's not what they are.
Man, look at this stunning, beautiful woman.
Oh, my God. How dare you say that she's attractive?